BJ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. Hey, I owe you some money for saying that, man. That's pretty good.
Well, you know what an athlete you were, because when you're young and you're really athletic, you get the idea, okay, that I can do more than these guys. How old were you when you looked around and you said, man, I can just do more athletically than these other guys that I'm with?
You know, it was a dream of mine when I was 6 years old. I mean, my dad was a great athlete, and my granddad used to always tell me how great he was in all sports. So I knew I wanted to outdo my dad. That was number one. And I wanted to play multiple sports. My dad always encouraged me to do that. So when I got 9 years old, that was my dream. I wanted to be a two-sport professional athlete, and I didn't know which sport it was going to be because basketball is my favorite sport. But I ended up picking baseball and football, of course, because I was only 6 foot and I wasn't a point guard, so that made sense to me to stick with baseball and football in college.
I'm surprised, Brian, that basketball was your favorite sport. So you just determined that you didn't think you'd be able to make it professionally in basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I could jump out of the gym. I played great defense. I would score you 15 points, get you 10 rebounds a game. But I wasn't a point guard. And, you know, being 6 foot, that's not tall enough to play in the NBA.
Do you ever look back? And you achieved your goal playing in the NFL and playing Major League Baseball. But what would you have been able to accomplish in baseball if you had concentrated only on baseball?
You know, that's the $100 million question, right? You know, that just wasn't my dream. Let's just stick with one. I mean, I wanted to do two. I mean, who knows? If I'd ever learned the game of baseball, I could have been pretty successful at it.
You were.
I look back.
You were anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I look back and hitting behind Chipper Jones, I felt like was one of the greatest hitters I ever hit behind. And how he knew the game so well, I kind of wish that, man, if I would have played a lot of minor league baseball, maybe I would have learned the game, learned how to hit like Chipper Jones and some of the great hitters. But, you know, I was instinctive, see ball, hit ball. I mean, that's the way I played the game. I didn't really learn the game until like my 12th year in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
So it was learned as I go. But, you know, I love to play it and felt like being athletic really helped me adjust to the game of baseball.
Brian, do you think someone like you could have success in today's game with analytics being so important in the video? It seems like players can't just really rely on simply their athletic abilities. They can't just do C-ball, hit ball today.
You're right. I mean, I would have probably hit 400 home runs, just lift the leg up and just swing hard and strike out and don't care about it. But, you know, it's a different game. There's no doubt about that. Yes, I could have been successful at it. You know, it's no doubt. Just making adjustments, but it's a different game. You watch all the shifts, and you know everybody's worried about exit velocity. I say if you hit one over the wall, I don't care whether it's 10 miles an hour or 100 miles an hour. It went over the wall. That's all that matters. But it's technology. This is the new generation, so they're trying to appease the new generation, and these numbers are important. So, I mean, it works. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but it surely takes away from that ABC baseball that we were so used to seeing and just going out and winning ball games. You're sitting there scratching your head like, wow, shorten up your swing and they're shifting you all the way over. Just hit it the other way for a single and keep the line moving and you'll win ball games. But I guess it's not as easy as it looks today's game. So, yeah. I'm still adjusting in the booth.
I understand. Well, since we have one of the best athletes that we've ever seen on the phone, I need to ask you about one of the best athletes that I'm seeing in my lifetime, and that's Shohei Ohtani. Tell me what you think when you watch Shohei Ohtani play baseball.
Wow, I mean, he's different. This kid is different. I love watching him. I love watching him pitch and compete. But even more, I love when he gets in that batter's box. I mean, he is dangerous. I'm looking so forward to seeing him play for the first time. The Braves have him coming up soon in Atlanta, so it's going to be exciting. I mean, some of the things that he's able to do on the mound and out in the field is just I'm still scratching my head, but I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I mean, I think it's encouraging kids to dream big and work hard to hopefully, you know, we'll see another Otani, which is going to be hard to do, but I think we will, as far as just the baseball aspects of seeing a pitcher and a hitter. I think that's more reality than seeing another two-sport professional athlete playing different sports.
Brian Jordan does pregame for the world champion Atlanta Braves, and you told us about this time last year, hey, watch out for the Braves. They're going to get their pitching back, and all they need to do is get another bat in the outfield. They wound up getting three after Acuna got hurt and wound up winning the World Series. So I want to have you look at two of your former teams for us. We'll put the Dodgers aside because they're awesome. And Atlanta and St. Louis, what are your impressions, first of all, of this year's Braves?
I like this year's Braves, especially now that we brought up a young kid named Michael Harris II. I think that solidifies our defense in the outfield. I think that was a big weakness of ours in April and half of May. Our defense really let us down in the outfield. But now that we have Michael Harris, I say 1-9. Of course, Albies is a huge loss for the Braves. But Arcia, a guy that played every day in Milwaukee for a while, he stepped in and he's done a tremendous job. And Matt Olson, who is Freddie Freeman's replacement, is starting to heat up. He hit two home runs last night. He's still driving in runs. I think he's up over 40 now. So he's starting to get hot. But our pitching, starting pitching, has been great. You know, we're still trying to figure out the fifth starter. Strider had stepped in and done the job last night. He did not look good. San Francisco beat the Braves 12-10 last night. But the bullpen has been great, and we still have injuries. We know you lost Masick, you lost Luke Jackson. That was the midnight shift last year, getting it done during the playoffs and World Series. You know, you lose a couple of guys from there, but Alex Anthopoulos does a great job of replacing these guys. So right now the Braves just come out off a 14-game win streak. So they're playing some good baseball. You know, I look at our Cardinals, too, and, gosh, these young players are really impressing me. The Gorman and Donovan, I'm like, where did these guys come from? But, man, they have jumped on the scene. And, you know, last night was good to see Flaherty back on the mound, working his way back. I love the fact that we brought Pujols back. Just for St. Louis fans and just the camaraderie in that clubhouse. It's good to see. But, you know, Goldie and our third baseman.
Arenado.
I mean, those guys they're the veterans that lead this young bunch, man. They are getting it done. It's going to be a good match. I think they can take advantage of Milwaukee right now because Milwaukee has lost a lot of their starters. So it's going to be fun to watch both of these teams. They meet up, I think, coming up in 2 weeks in Atlanta, so it's going to be fun.
Be great. Brian Jordan is in town for, among other things, the Demetrius Johnson Charitable Foundation Golf Tournament today. You have your own foundation, the Brian Jordan Foundation. People can find it at brianjordanfoundation.com, and you do amazing work with your foundation. What's your main focus right now?
Well, right now, I write children's books, so we raised a lot of money last year to give a lot of scholarships out this year so those underprivileged kids who, you know, would normally not go to college, we're able to fund some of their scholarship and get them in. But my big thing is my children's books now. I challenge these elementary school kids to read. And, you know, I did Douglas County was my first pilot where I worked with third graders because they're building jails based on third grade reading. And I wanted to see where third grade was in Georgia. And, wow, we are so behind. So to motivate these kids and inspire them has made a huge difference in the elementary school space. So that's my mission now. I did Clayton County this year, and I want to do not just in Georgia. I want to start doing these reading challenges all around the world. So it's such a problem with technology taking over. We got to keep these kids reading. So that's my mission. I don't know how I started writing children's books because I was that kid with no confidence in reading, but it's been great.
Good for you. And we thank you for doing that. And we thank you for participating and joining us on the show. I will see you over at Forest Park later this afternoon.
All right. Looking forward to it, Randy. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Brian. Talk to you later.
BJ, take care. That is our friend Brian Jordan and one of the terrific former Cardinals who's heavily involved in their fantasy camps. He's still a Cardinal at heart, and it's great to have him as part of the organization.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.